This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
WIP, starting hour number two on a happy morning for Philadelphia area people and Phillies fans. As we broadcast all over the world, Phillies fans everywhere, regardless of where you are. Miracles, as Al Michaels said many times, actually said it once in the 80 Winter Olympics for the hockey team, miracles do happen. You know, I don't know if it was quite a miracle, but as we've heard from almost everybody this morning, you really did not think the Phillies were going to win when they were down 5-0, and you just say, okay, all they do need to do is split in Houston. They win tonight, it's over.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
Yep. And it was bordering on that, down 5-0 against the Houston Astros. But it's all good. Eagles will continue their undefeated season tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, that's obvious. Steelers are not a good team. Kenny Two Gloves Pickett will throw two interceptions. That'll be a gimme. That's a given. And the Sixers won without Joel Embiid. When you look at the box score, you say, the way those guys shot, you say, how the hell did they win? Nobody shot well. And they play without Embiid, which sometimes is actually a good thing. But it's just, it is what it is. Embiid and Harden, I understand, aren't the best of friends these days. I'm not saying they're enemies, but Joel has sensitivity when he's not the center of attention. But whatever, the season goes on, but everybody is happy about the Phillies and happy about the Eagles. Ryan, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How you doing, man?
Another day in paradise.
Oh, man, tell me about it. So, to answer the first question, I didn't, my belief in the Phillies didn't waver last night.
I don't believe you.
I knew you were going to say that. But they've been resilient these whole playoffs.
Yeah, but it's 5-0 against the best team in baseball.
I know that, but here's the thing, though. Right? It's the known fact of Verlander's World Series woes. So what I said, I'm sitting there with my buddy, and I told him, I said, come the fourth, fifth inning, he's going to unravel. And that's what happened.
You had that figured out. Okay.
I don't believe. Come on, King, you're not the only smart guy on the line.
No. It's 5-0 against the Astros. You know, I don't know in those other losses that he was up 5-0.
Right, but I get that, obviously, right? The numbers say that they're not going to win. But I'm telling you, it's just that this team is resilient, man. They bounce back all the time. The other thing I have is Doc. Do you have a date when you think that Doc will be out of here? Okay, if you had to put a date,
I don't have a date, but I would say it's by January.
Okay. All right. So we're going into
I would
the
say
year,
it's right? by January. When you know, as Kenny Rogers once eloquently sang, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. And
oh, man,
you know when to fold him.
I think.
If he's not going to be, if you know he's not going to be here next year, what are you going through the rest of this year for?
Right. Yeah, It's been terrible basketball, man. And the thing that I can't stand is when Embiid gets into that crying for fouls thing, it everything goes bad. It goes bad at that point. As soon as him and Harden start crying for fouls and they're looking at the refs after every call and he's flopping all over the floor, we don't win. That's just what happens. So it's been rough. Here's the team. I got the team. And this is the winner, so we can shut it down after this.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I do.
It's the 18-0 Patriots.
Nah, because the Giants were a good team. You know, I didn't think, well, you know, I don't have to shut it down, but and thanks for the thought. I would not take that team because I never thought they were going to be undefeated that year. It's always, it sounds crazy. I think it's always better to have a loss before you go into, if, and there's only one other team that went into the Super Bowl undefeated that I remember, and that would be Miami. And they're the only team that stayed undefeated. I think it's always better to have a loss. You don't want to put that pressure on yourself. But they did achieve a lot. They got to the Super Bowl, and they accomplished a lot. That would not be my choice. I don't know what the millennials, both Kyle and Bill Matz, would think. But, yeah, we'll see. Darnell, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you doing there, Howard?
I'm wonderful, Darnell. Schuylkill County is where?
Yeah, man, I tell you all the time, man. We right there, Yingling beer distributor.
Yeah, it's up this. It's off to the side of the state, right?
Yeah, we're a suburb of Pottsville, PA, where the brewery is.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
But listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I thought the Phillies could come back and win this game. After the third inning, you know, when they scored the five runs, I'm talking about Houston, my wife asked me, did I think they could win the game? And I told my wife then, I said, listen, they have 18 more outs, okay, to win the game. Turned out they had
So in other words, you can add.
Outs.
Then you can add because you counted 18.
Whatever.
But they had more outs than that. They had more outs than that because they went to the 10th inning. So that wasn't accurate either.
An additional three more outs. I said 21. So at any rate, my point is this. And my complaint is this, man. And my fear is this. Man, when he calls Efren out and Robinson out, those guys are always pitching with men on base. I can't. You know, the thing is, man, you want to keep the guys off. So, like, if the guy hit a home run, a solo home run, the game is tied. But they don't win the game. It's just a tie. But when you pitch a man with constantly putting people on and then give up the home run, that's when you're in trouble. You know what I mean? So I hate to see when Efren come in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's not this. It's just... He's okay. He gives you an inning. That's what he does. He extends your bullpen a little bit. He gives you an inning.
But it's a nervous ending.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, what
do you think, David? You think David Robertson calmed people down when he came into the game?
Heck no. I hate to see that guy. I'm sorry. I know how he feels, and he think he old Philadelphia or something. You know. Oh, man, it's frightful when that brother comes in. I'm sorry. But, you know, he pulled it off. And let me say this.
Yes,
win, lose, or draw, Philly's going to win that series.
Well, I could tell you one thing that won't happen. There won't be a draw.
Not in baseball.
There won't be a draw. So we could pass by that. Gino, what's happening?
Hey, Howard, how's it going, pal?
It's just wonderful. How could it be a bad day? I'm sitting here at the Borgata, enjoyed everything here last night.
I'm sitting in the woods.
Yeah, the Phillies come up with a win. Jack Fritz had to change his underwear six times last night. Everything.
I was watching,
and Jack only has one pair of underwear, so he had problems.
I was ready to turn it off when it was 5-0.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I hung in there, and I was just hoping that they would put up a fight and you know, to be able to get the split, maybe to take over in game two and get the split. But I thought
yeah, and that's what people were thinking. Yeah, but you think, okay, all they need is a split here, right?
Yeah,
and they have another game to do it.
Yeah. Did need them to put up a fight, and where it was 5-5, and then they had the bases loaded, and Castellano swings at that bad ball. I just didn't think the fate was going to fall our way last night.
How could you think that down 5-0 to the best? Yeah, how could you think that down 5-0 to the best team in baseball?
I mean, did you think about that Altuve getting picked off at second base? Do you think they should have overturned that?
You know, it's hard to win challenges these days. Altuve actually, he didn't even run hard on that single he got. What was it, in the 10th inning? But he still got got on second base because he stole the base. But he should have been there already. I don't know what his he's a hell of a player. He was probably one of the biggest cheaters on the team. But those days are over. But he's still a hell of a player. He really is a hell of a player.
But he seems to be down in the dumpster hitting 082.
Well, so I don't know if it's down.
Why he didn't leg it out.
Well, there's no reason. That's one reason he should have legged it out.
No, right? I hear you.
All right, so who's your team that didn't achieve?
The 93 Phillies. Joe Carter broke my heart.
Yeah, but they got a lot further than anybody thought they would. But we'll put it down. Because they weren't good enough to win that World Series. I mean, Toronto was a better team. And yet, Joe Carter did break your heart. Broke everybody's heart. Broke Mitch Williams' heart. That was back probably the beginning of the end for Mitchie Poo. All right, let me get another call here. Randy, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for what you do for this area. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks aren't necessary. It's my job, and I enjoy it. And hopefully people understand when I'm honest, I'm honest.
Yep.
And that's all I can be. I just don't know anything else.
Now that you said, you know, when you're honest, you're honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, I'm sitting there listening to the game, and I'm like, oh, crap, here we go. And then I immediately turned to a guy who was getting ready to have a meltdown, and I was like, you got to believe, man. They got it.
You didn't think. So you're going to tell, well, I guess your friend, you got to believe, yet you had serious doubts.
Yes. No, I didn't have serious doubts. It came to my mind like, okay, here we go. And then as soon as he said it, I'm like, wait a minute. Nah, these cats are fighting, man. They're doing things.
They're down 5-0. Come on. You thought it was over. You thought it was over. Be honest.
It's okay. They got them. Why can't – then you talk about miracle. Right, and you say, I've heard that over the last couple of weeks, miracle, miracle, miracle. When are we going to get off of that word?
Well,
like, these cats are embracing.
With what something's going on, and you know that you got to. I think luck is the residue of design. So you get lucky because of things you do. So I get all that, and I understand
they're
all
just
that.
Not quitting there, well, embracing yeah, well, the
and I get that. I get that.
Great,
but you need help. The St. Louis manager helped him because he's an idiot.
Yep.
You know, they got rid of three coaches. They should have gotten rid of him, too. But I don't care about the Cardinals. All right. So then Bob Melvin, who I think is a sharp guy, Hader hasn't pitched all. He's the best relief pitcher in baseball over the last month. And he's still warming up,
So what mistake do you think the manager for that or Baker made last night for the Astros?
I think the Phillies achieved.
Right.
I don't think Baker made a mistake. I think
so
Dusty Baker's a good manager.
Miracle.
We had Jason Worth. You know, I got to be friendly with Jason after we had a huge blowout his first year here. But he's a really good guy, and he's a sharp guy. And when I was on with Joe Giglio the other night, we had Jason Worth on. And he played for Dusty Baker for 2 years, and he really liked him as a manager. Dusty is a really good manager, and he's a sharp guy. Sometimes the manager can't do anything.
Yeah.
Play in the end, whether it's a head coach, whether it's a manager, players are the ones that play the game. And in most cases, they have to be the ones that win, or they are the ones that didn't accomplish what they should have accomplished, and you lose the game. So yeah. I don't think Dusty Baker did anything wrong.
Here's what I'll say, Howard, and I'll give you my team. It's just not already been taken. I think the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, like the 17 Eagles, they're playing every game the same way everyone else is going out and treating life. You know what I mean? We're working every day. We're busting our butts to get to where we're trying to go. And that's what these guys are doing, and they're basically doing on the field what we do in life. So that's my thought process on that. My team is to never achieve, if it hasn't already been said, is the Buffalo Bills in the 90s.
Yeah, but they did achieve. Okay, I'll put that down. But that's interesting. But and thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Buffalo, you know, they got to, what, four straight Super Bowls.
They never won.
They never won, but that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Not the ultimate accomplishment. I like that answer.
Were you alive for that, genius?
No.
It's Kyle Quinn back at the studio. You know what? They were a hell of a team, and if it wasn't for that stinking kicker.
Norwood.
Was it Scott Norwood?
Yep,
was that
Scott
his first
Norwood,
name?
Scott Norwood.
Was it wide left? Wide right. Well, whatever. See, I remember too many Miami, Florida State games. So it was a wide left, wide right. They, you know, it's not bad. All right. Well, you guys make the call anyway. So, you know, I'm just here as an innocent bystander to your decisions on who wins the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. So, you know, it's just so you help people enjoy the fine things at the Bruno Brothers. So that's okay. All right. So I would say that's the leader in the clubhouse. Would you agree with that?
So far.
Okay.
Can definitely be beat, though.
All right. And we'll try to do that. The question for the $100 gift certificate is, best team to come up short? And I guess in the letter of the way I described that, Buffalo would be. The Buffalo Bills would be good. They might win this year. You know, it would be a great Super Bowl because of the fan bases. Buffalo has an unbelievable fan base. That Bills Mafia, unlike the Mafia that existed years ago in South Philadelphia, they don't whack anybody. They just have fun. And then the Philadelphia Eagles fans at a Super Bowl. Can you imagine the clash of fans if those two teams were in the Super Bowl? That would be terrific, actually. It would be terrific. All right. My once a segment phone reference to our number, 215-592-9494. You know that number. You know that darn number. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. We'll get back to the calls. We'll get to Mark Lawrence coming up shortly. Take a look at the weekend football. Philly's big, but you didn't think, and there's nothing wrong with that, when they're down 5-0, they were going to win that game. And you thought, well, they still have a chance to split in Houston. Now, if they win tonight, the party is over. They win tonight. It's a big one. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, and the time now is 9:20. And for weeks, months, and into last year, you've heard me talk about my good pals at PDQ Signature Systems and how their top-rated, their multi-award-winning point-of-sale system can help your restaurant grow like never before, and grow and grow and grow. Well, there's another award. Joe Flynn, what a great bunch of guys. Joe Flynn and his amazing team of POS experts can add to their trophy case. Signature Systems just won Gaming and Leisure's prestigious innovation award for their ahead-of-the-curve solutions for today's POS problems. So if you're in the restaurant, the hospitality, or casino business, it's time to make the switch. At least talk to my good friends at PDQ Signature Systems. At least talk to them. PDQ has everything you need for success, including the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, it's the easiest, and the most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, PDQ will create a custom solution that will help your business grow like never before. It's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. Trust me on this. If you want the best, and I'm talking about the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and your business consultation. You can do it today. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
JT waiting on the 3-2. Garcia steps, kicks, and deals. And it's swung on, hit well to right. Going back on it, Tucker to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone!
Yeah!
JT with an opposite field home run just out of the reach of a leaping Kyle Tucker. And the Phillies take the lead here in the top of the 10th inning. 6-5, Phillies on top.
Yep, big. The only home run of the game for the Phillies, which is uncommon for this team. They scored runs the way I think you need to generate runs in these big games, and they did that. And then they get a home run to cap it off to help win it. It's a little scary at the end, but, you know, that creates for excitement. You know, if this was a regular season game, and it wasn't, after it was 5-0, you would have never gone back and watched that game. But it's amazing how things and your thoughts and things change when you're in the playoffs, and certainly when you're in the World Series. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. It is a great morning.
Yep.
Well, hope it continues.
Yep. If they win tonight, it's over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for Houston it is. It's just beginning for us.
So, well, no. If the Phillies win the game tonight, the series is over.
The series is over, but partying and everything's just beginning.
Well, so, yeah, but that's not what I'm looking at. You're looking at winning the series first.
Yeah, but you said the party's over. No, it's just beginning. So, anyway, just semantics. When they were down 5 runs and Verlander got first 9 players out, no problem.
10. Yeah, I think it was 10. I think it was 10.
Okay, there was 10. That's right. And I was thinking, okay, let's see how they're going to manage so they can set themselves up for tomorrow. But as soon as Hoskins got that hit, I got the glimmer of hope back. Because I just saw how they were doing everything, that type of thing, throughout the whole playoffs. didn't say I was absolutely confident then, but then when they got the three runs, I certainly got more confident.
You did not think when they were down 5-0 they had a good chance to win, be honest.
Not when they didn't even get a hit yet. And I mean, I was hoping they wouldn't be no hitters at that point. And so if they went a few more innings without a hit, certainly they wouldn't have had a chance.
Oh, right. So, I mean, obviously getting it to 5-3 really put them back in position.
Yep, it did. Oh. Yep, and I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Hopefully they can win, and then the Eagles game tomorrow.
Okay, what team came up short?
2011 Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I thought the 2009 was a better one, but whatever.
No, they had the best record in baseball, best record they ever
had. Yeah, it's just team with the best record.
And if that series was 7 games, I think they would have won.
Well, but that usually the team with the best, and then thanks for the call, with the best record in any sport, usually does not win a championship, which is crazy. Alan, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you today?
Just great. How are you?
I know. People are opening the doors at Wawa. Everybody's smiling at each other. You know, they're letting people in line. It's a great day here. So.
Yeah, hopefully it's, if it's a Wawa in the city, there's no crime in that Wawa. I feel bad. I feel bad for those people.
It's a Jersey Wawa.
Oh, then it's fine, and it's good.
Anyway, yeah. Listen, I got to tell you, I've been listening since you started this morning. You hit a lot of good points on the head. No, at 5-0, you didn't think they were going to win the game. Didn't think they were going to get shut out, but I also thought they might have put on a few more runs. So, you know, it's like a boxing match. They took the blows of the Houston Astros, but in the middle round, they came back, and when they got their three runs, yeah, 50% chance that they were going to win. But I got to tell you, one of the biggest things besides the home run was Bryson Scott's at-bat in the sixth or seventh, okay, where he had Verlander throw him 10 pitches. That kid can hit. And if he can't hit, he can make people work. And I really thought that was a big turning point of when they had to get Verlander out.
Well, it's amazing. You got, well, the dynamic of not striking out,
yep,
which has not been the priority for a lot of baseball teams. If you strike out, they didn't complain. They just, it's, you know, okay. Putting the ball in play, keeping it alive, keeping the at-bat alive. There's all kinds of things that go into it, yes.
I think, I got to tell you, since the Cardinals game, there is a change. I've said this earlier. There's a mojo in the clubhouse. There's a mojo on the bench. There is something where the senior guys, where the Bryces and everybody else are pulling these kids along and saying, come on, we can do this. And I really believe that they can do this. And with the pitching staff that the Phillies have right now, which reminds me a lot of the 08, 7, 8, 9, maybe not a Lidge. We don't have a Lidge, okay? But you've got, you know, Sir Anthony. And even though Dave makes it interesting, I think he's got a game plan. You know, I think he really, that was a soft pitch around to the one batter before they put up, you know, the final at bat. And I'll ask you a quick question. What was your opinion of the batter who threw his elbow in front? Shouldn't that have been a strike? Shouldn't there be a penalty for basically trying to get on base by getting hit intentionally?
Well, wait a minute. He did penalize him by not giving him first base. You're getting too deep there. It's too deep.
All right.
Most of the time, they don't make that call. Most of the time, the guy goes to first base.
Okay.
Most of the
well,
time.
It's pretty obvious, I guess, to the umpire and certainly on camera.
Well, it had to be obvious to him. But there's a lot of players that do that, and they never get that call. All right, what was your team that
my
didn't?
My team, Howard, I'm going to venture to say that in the winter of 03, you probably called this game a stone cold for their lock. Tampa can't play in the cold. The Eagles were already putting up banners for the Super Bowl. It would have to be 20 years and 3 months. The Eagles.
Yeah, I remember it, when they're it's below 40 degrees. But that, and I appreciate the. But what we try to do is get a team that didn't achieve. And would you take the whole season into that? That was a game that was a disaster. And it was really, it was one player. I think they blamed it on the linebacker, Barry Gardner. But it was the safety who didn't tell the coach he was hurt. And he played hurt. A guy named Blaine Bishop was the real problem there. Pam, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Honey, I'm wonderful.
That's great. Awesome. I'm in heaven right now. So I've been to the 1980 World Series. I've been to the 1993 World Series where Joe Porter broke my heart. And I've been to the 2008 World Series, and I've been to all the parades. So I'm in heaven right now. My Phillies are just making me so happy and so proud. But I'm a little concerned about our pitching. Aaron looked, he was injured last night. The way he was playing, and last time
he was not injured.
I know he's not, but he looks like he's hurting about something's going on with him.
No, I think you're overthinking it, Pam. He has those games. Okay, but he's had those games. Hey, for previous years, he's had those games for most of September.
Yeah, this is true.
Nah, it's just, hey, he pitched a bad game, and for whatever reason, he pitched a poor game.
Right, but our bat came back and saved his butt.
Yeah.
But,
all right, Pam, what team didn't achieve that you thought could achieve?
Are you doing just Philly teams or general?
No, every anybody.
Okay. 1998 Minnesota Vikings.
I'm trying to think.
The field goal that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was Randall Cunningham's team, right? Yeah, all right. Thanks for the call. Who was the kicker? It was a hell of a kicker, too, and he missed the field goal. I forget who the kicker was. Yeah, they were a good team. That was Randall's chance, too. All right. Mark Lawrence will be coming up. We'll take some more calls because we'll have some time after Mark Lawrence and get your thoughts on teams that came up short to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com for whether it's gift baskets, catering, just terrific food, just all kinds of good stuff there. All right, Mark Lawrence coming up. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata, and the time now is 9:37. And here's what's happening at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Right now, you can experience everything Borgata has to offer. And they offer a lot. Experience terrific hotel rooms. Luxurious, beautiful. They're just incredible. Award-winning restaurants, all sensational. Exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment. All just steps away from a spacious casino. And that casino is filled with your favorite games. People here are great, all nice, right down the line. That includes, and the action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do it today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. It's now through October 31st. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350, the grand prize drawings. And the next drawing will be on October 31st for additional details. Check it all out at the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Or gotta die. 94. It is WIP on a happy day in the Philadelphia area and for Phillies fans all over. But it's time to talk a little football. And to do that, as we always do on these Saturdays during football season, we talk to Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. Not, probably not as good as people in Philadelphia after that win last night, but I'm doing great.
How about that? I can't think of a team that has won more games as an underdog in these playoffs than the Phillies. I mean, every series they're the underdog, but in most of the games they're the underdog. It really is kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, they've had quite a season. In fact, I had read somewhere where going into the series, the gap, the difference between the win margin of Houston and Philadelphia for this season was the second largest gap of any teams in World Series history.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Houston won, and the one time it was worse than this, the underdog won the series. So good news for the Phillies.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. All right, so let's take a look at the football, and we'll start with the college. Who do you like?
College football, I'm going to focus here today on two teams that are playing extremely well defensively, taking points in games I think they can pull the upsets. First is going to be Kentucky. They're taking 11.5 or 12 points against Tennessee. You got Kentucky coming in here. This head coach has been terrific in his career against undefeated teams. He's won the money 10 of his last 11 times doing just that. And you got Tennessee, undefeated, really rolling right now, but they've got the Georgia Bulldogs up next. It's a big, big look-ahead spot here for Tennessee, and I think Kentucky's the type of team that could go in there and just steal the thunder out from Tennessee this week.
All right. Who else do you like?
The guy's going to be the Pitt Panthers. They're taking 3 points against North Carolina. And if you look at what Pitt's body of work is this year, they've held three opponents to season-low yards. On the other side, North Carolina has allowed season-high yards in three of their last four football games. They're going in opposite directions defensively here. I think Pitt is the better team here. They're taking 3 points. I like them to upend North Carolina.
You know what? Oregon came off a big win last week. They beat an undefeated UCLA team. That was last week, correct?
Yeah.
They beat UCLA. You think they might be a little full of themselves playing at California today?
They might be, and it might be a real tricky spot because the coach for California is all about defense, and he could catch Oregon looking down to them, and if his defensive schemes work in a game like this, that could be a real bad flash, but I think it's a real good letdown for Oregon in the game, yes.
You see any other team with a letdown spot this week other than, well, Tennessee really doesn't, but they have a look ahead. Any other team with a possible letdown?
Well, a possible could be Syracuse in the sense that they took Clemson right to the wire, probably felt they should have won the football game and didn't. Now they got the bubble burst factor working against them today when they take on Notre Dame, and, you know, lo and behold, they're favored against Notre Dame. I don't know if that's the right line in the football game. I think they're suspect to being taken out, Syracuse is today.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at a couple of dogs in the NFL that are coming off what I call inside-out games on both sides of the equation here. New Orleans taking 1.5 against Vegas. New Orleans lost their last game but won the yards. Other side, Vegas won their last game but lost the yards. And you've got a 2-win New Orleans team here who has actually outgained 5 of their 7 opponents this season. And you've got a Vegas football team here that has allowed season-high yardage in 3 of their last 5 football games here. Two teams, I think, secretly, statistically, much better the New Orleans Saints in the football game, and I think they take Las Vegas out on Sunday as well.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Houston, a little bit tougher take in the football game, taking 2.5 against Tennessee. And you've got a Houston football team that just refuses to raise the white flag. They're in just about every game they play. They don't know how bad they are. They're not that good, but the bottom line here is they're competitive, and that's all that really counts. This is a Tennessee football team that's been out-yarded in every game they played this year. They'd be the number 3 seed in the NFL AFC playoffs. They were a start today, and they've been haven't won a game in the yards all season long. Just absolutely horrific, pathetic. I think Houston plus the 2.5 stops the Tennessee win streak.
You know what? Jacksonville's favored against Denver, and Russell Wilson's going to play, who I think is a stiff right now, but nonetheless, he's going to play. It's hard to like Denver in that game just based on the line. And I know Jacksonville's a favorite. It's not a picnic either. Do you have a thought?
Well, my thought is in a game like this where you got two losing football teams, you know, the first thing I'm going to probably do is look to the defenses. And that's where Denver holds the cards in the football contest here. You know, much better the defense in the football game. Favorites have done well in London for the most part, but I think Denver being away from home, the pressures of home here, might be the best thing right now for Russell Wilson and this football team, and I think they can come back with the win.
All right, and then let's take a look at the Eagles, which is a big number. Nothing you can do about it. It's just because Pittsburgh's not that good. What side do you like in that game?
Well, you have to look only one way, and that would be to the Eagles in the football game. And there's one nice little angle on my side of my database, my well-oiled machine, and it basically tells us that undefeated teams in the National Football League that are playing with a week of rest, as obviously the Eagles are doing in this game, have been terrific in these football games. They're 10-1 straight up and against the spread, taking on teams coming off a loss. So that's a good roll for the Eagles. I would be stunned if they trip up here, and even a little bit more surprised if they don't cash this ticket.
You know what? Look, there can't be that many teams that are undefeated with a week of rest, because that goes into the season. I think they started now at the fourth week, but I don't know. And the Eagles, it's earlier for them. But have there been many teams that have been had a week of rest and undefeated?
Well, there haven't, but what there have been since 1980, if you go back and you look at these favorites that are undefeated with a week of rest, on the blind, they're 20-12. That means there have been 32 of them going. You know, that's going back well over 30 years. So you get maybe one a year, maybe. And that's the role the Eagles happen to be in this week.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark Services, it's 800-321-7777. Or check them out on the internet, playbooksports.com. The newsletter's great. Everything, all the information's terrific. Mark, you have a great week. Next week we'll talk about the Eagles, but we will talk about post-Eagle win in Houston. They play Thursday night.
Yeah, so, that gravy schedule you got coming up here, Howard, there's no excuse for it, I'll tell you that.
It's tough, boy. They're not going to be an underdog probably until Christmas Eve in Dallas. It's crazy.
And it depends upon how it shakes out then. If the Eagles stay in that role, they could be favored every game going up.
I know, we'll crazy. All right, have a great weekend.
I made it, Howard. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. It is amazing. All right, let's get back to the phones. See if we can get more people to qualify for that $100 gift for DeBruno Brothers. Sal, what's up, Sal?
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
No, Sal, can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my friend.
This is Sal, right? Sal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was Sal.
Yeah, no problem. I've been on hold a while. I was shopping in the supermarket, so, you know, I'm back.
Okay, all right. So we can move on here. What would be your team that came up short?
Well, my friend's a Boston fan. You remember in 2011 when the Boston Red Sox had, I think, like a 10 or 11 game lead going into September, and they lost like almost 20. I think it's like 19 or 20, and they didn't make the playoffs. I was so excited.
What year
was
that?
Good. We were on the.
What year was that?
2011.
Wow, I didn't even remember that, but
yeah, only because, you know, when you have friends that are, you know, Boston fans and New England winning all the time.
That's too bad.
But, yeah, I was so happy, but yeah, they lost about 20 games in September, and they didn't make the playoffs.
We'll get our crack staff on that. Thanks, Sal. You're in the mix.
Thanks, right. Man. I appreciate it, bud.
You got it. All right. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. All right, what's your team?
Okay, so at this time, this particular team, I was married to a woman that was from New England. So she was a Patriots fan. 2007 and 8, they were 18-0.
Yeah, somebody already guessed that. But, yeah, I don't know that that would be my winner because it's hard to be undefeated through the whole season. Vince, you're on WIP.
What's up, Harry? How's it going, buddy?
It's going great, I guess, for everybody. So who's your team?
So, no disrespect to your callers, but it sounds like a lot of dinosaurs. They're naming teams from the 1950s and even the younger
They're not naming teams from the 1950s. Let's move on. All right.
Give me the 2011-2012 Eagles, the dream team, after all that money they spent in free agency.
Yeah, but I don't think they were that good. You know, the best team that came up short, my question was the best team that came up short. They weren't the best team.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype surrounding them.
Well, that's because one moron called them the dream team. Was that Vince Young that called them the dream team?
No, I think it was Babin.
It was Vince Young.
It was Vince Young. All right.
Vince Young.
Oh, yeah. A total stiff. Stiff. Let's go to Doug. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Good. All right. Who's your team?
2014 Seattle Seahawks. Literally 1 yard short, and you have the best running back in the league. You passed the ball.
Yeah, that was stupid by Pete Carroll. And Russell Wilson should have. I mean, he could have gotten rid of the ball. It was only second down, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So all right, I'll put you in the mix. All right.
Cool. Thanks.
You got it. All right. Let's. Richard, quickly, give me a team.
64 Phillies.
Yeah, but we can't go back that far.
No.
You know, but I appreciate the call. I don't want to go back that far because there's a lot of people. You know, I remember it. 10-game lead or a 6-game lead with 10 games to go. Yeah, all right. From Bloomington, Minnesota. Bloomington, Indiana? Is that where you're calling from, Tom?
Yeah, it is. Hey, good to talk to you. How about the Flyers when they made the finals the third time in a row and got swept by the Canadians?
Flyers. What was the final year there?
They won two in a row.
That was in the 70s, right?
Yeah, is that too far back?
Yeah, that kind of goes back over 40 years. I mean, that's a good one, but I don't know that I want to go back that far. I didn't put that as a qualifier, but if our millennials have no idea who that team was. They don't even know who the goaltender was for the Montreal Canadiens, who was a Hall of Famer. All right,
Dryden?
But yeah, well, how about that? You got it. Kenny Dryden.
Bang.
Bang. How about that from a millennial? All right. You guys have gone over this and gone over this. Who would be your winner, the best team that came up short?
I'm surprised that nobody said the 04 Eagles, considering that they were in the Super Bowl and they were one of the best teams that we've ever had
in
this town.
Okay.
I did like the Bills of the 90s, but I think Bill and I decided that if somebody were to say the 02 or 04 Eagles, then that would trump it because, man, the 02 Eagles, everyone in this town had that locked up. And if they had won that, they probably would have beaten the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
That Raiders team was a joke.
Yes.
They would have destroyed them. The Buccaneers won a Super Bowl that the Eagles' name was whited out off of.
That's exactly correct. And for that reason, we'll take the 02 Eagles. That was Allen.
Oh, so that was Allen.
Central Jersey.
Oh, okay. So Allen is the winner of the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. All right. I guess that was a good choice. Yeah, that was a good choice. I mean, even though you guys are clueless, but that was a great. You did come up with Kenny Dryden, so I got to give you credit for that.
Steve.
All right, Kyle Quinn back at the studio. Bill Matz here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Phillies tonight, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. They win tonight. Give me a little Don Meredith. Give me a little. If they win tonight, this is it. Kyle, give me a little Don Meredith here. Because he's...
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Don Meredith, for people that don't remember him, Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Good guy, even though he played for the Cowboys. But was funny on the broadcast on Monday night football. But if the Phillies win tonight, it is over for the Houston Astros. And then tomorrow, Eagles, Steelers, as the Eagles continue their undefeated season against those stinking, lousy, awful Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks to the people here at the Borgata. Kyle Quinn back at the studio. Bill Matz here at the Borgata. Glenn Mack now. Mike Sielski. I'm assuming
what's up? Mike Sielski and Jody Mack today.
Oh, that's Mike Sielski and Jody Mack. Okay. Mike Sielski and Jody Mack. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.